Okay, how about the trenches cut by a plow?
Froze.
And if that grain, you know, that's used to used in bread,
flour.
No, the yes, but what's the flour made of?
Chaff or the well, it depends on what kind of.
Well, darker bread. Let's say not rye bread, but the other kind.
Wheat.
All right. Now, farmer had a good year. He said he raised a big what?
Crop.
Would you say the whole thing though? He raised a big. Go ahead, say the whole thing. He raised a big.
He raised a big.
That's the word I want you to use.
What you just used. Well, I was speaking to him as yield. I don't.
No, I mean, I want you to use the word crop, but I want you to put it in a sentence. Crop and wheat, but he raised a big crop.
I don't think I would say big crop. I would say his crops were such and such, but I don't know that I would say big crop.
Okay, I wasn't thinking. See, so all I'm concerned with is the word crop, you see, and wheat. Crop what? A crop of wheat.
What's crop of corn or a crop of, you refer to his produce as crop.
Okay. How about removing shrubs and trees from the land? What do you do to the land when you remove shrubs and trees?
You clear it, but there's a particular term that I'm familiar with that has to do with these tractor operators have some jargon that I've heard they talk about. Just recently I heard them speaking about some kind of a tool that cut bushes, and I see them along the highway anyway. It's some kind of a cutter, but there's a I can't just recall. I can't put my tongue on the name of it.
Cleared, you use.
I would refer to I refer to clearing the land. Not that I know what you're.
That's the word I wanted. That's what I expected from you. I didn't know if you had another. How about a package of wheat? You know what that's called? It's tied up.
Chaff.
No, the package though. The
staff. Staff of barley or staff of life. Anyway.
All right. How about if you had a one bushel of wheat and you added 39 more, what would you have?
I don't know.
It'll be just the number. What would you have, though? Let's just say the whole thing out.
I don't know how much a bushel is.
Well, I mean, just in terms of the, you have one bushel.
Yeah.
And then you have 39 more. This is one bushel and add 39 more. What would you have? You'd have 40 what? Of wheat. You have one bushel of wheat here and then you add 39 more. You line up 39 more, see? You'd have 40 what?
Well, you'd have 40 bushels.
That's all there is. See, what I'm getting at, the purpose of corn, when you take the corn stalks, what do you have? The part of the corn, you have a stalk, but you might call it, when you tie up bundles. Tie up bundles of corn stalks. You know what that's called?
I don't know. I've seen it.
Okay.
I've seen the piling of corn in that manner, but I don't think that. So much any longer. I think that they chop it up.
What do they call this? This is a kind of grain that's used that horses eat.
Oats.
Okay. Now, what is the? You know what they do with them? They when they chop them up, they call that something.
Well, sort of reaping or harvesting.
That's the TH.
Thrashing.
Okay. Now, what would you say? Oats.